Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Pasta Party. I am your host, Elliot Bromberg, of course, here with my co-host, Anthony Ferraro. It is a beautiful Sunday in Washington, D.C. How's your neck of the woods, Anthony?
Oh, it's good. It's beautiful here in Brooklyn. You didn't have a nickname for me today. I thought that was kind of your thing.
Did we want to do that on a weekly basis?
It was your idea. We don't need to. Last week you called me ugly, I think.
I called you my work acquaintance last week.
That's what it was. I heard ugly.
I'm here today with my ugliest friend, Anthony Ferraro.
Thank you. Hi, Elliot.
Hi.
Elliot, I put my 2 weeks in for my job on Friday.
And
it felt like a breakup. Thank you. It was really sad.
Was it contentious? Was your boss upset with you?
She left the office early, so I had to text her, and it felt really awkward. But she wasn't mad.
Okay, that's good. They didn't try to like rope you back in, and if anything, like a pay raise.
Nope. No? They were like, okay, get out of here.
Great. And so they said it like that. Okay.
Yeah. Then they did a big smile.
All right. Sounds like they really didn't like you. Well,
yeah, maybe.
Let's bring on our guest for this show. Our guest this week is a stand-up comic based out in Los Angeles. She's the host of the Pillow Fighting podcast. You may know her from her meteoric rise on Twitter. Please welcome to the show, Yamini Nabimidom. Hey, Yamini.
Hello. Thanks so much for having me.
I don't even know what I was going to say.
If you're going to say question, you have to have one prepared.
I don't know. I was just excited. I decided I could drink coffee right now. And I nailed an introduction for a guest for once. Usually there's a lot of ums and uhs and stuttering. So
you
I feel
did
like
good.
I've really been finding my
Proud
radio voice recently. Oh,
yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I can jump in with my question.
Sure.
What age do you think will be the best year of your life and why?
Okay, I've always thought that I have an answer to this and I've thought about it
okay,
before.
Great.
I think 27. And I don't know
okay.
why. I think that I will people a lot of people my age, a lot of girls my age are always like we lost like some of our peak years in the pandemic, but I really hope these are not my peak years. Like I don't want them to be my peak years. I think after 27, my life will be good and kind of plateau. But I think 27 will be a good year. I feel like that's when I'll hit a stride in like my career or something and like kind of become more comfortable. I think that's when like I'll kind of have clarity on the future. And so there aren't as many question marks and I can kind of just do what I want for a while. And that's how I feel right now. And then after that, it's like I hope to one day be a MILF, and I feel like that's the beginning of my journey to that.
So are you hoping to get pregnant at 27? Is that the goal?
No. I'm just hoping to like enter the phase of my life where that could be a possibility. I'm not hoping to get pregnant at 27. I think I don't want to get pregnant until like mid-30s, but I am entering the era of my life where like I could, if I wanted to. Be a MILF.
Yeah, I think 27 is a good answer. I think that's like...
And, yeah. I also think that... What else was I going to say? That I know that I have... My mom has aged really well. Like, she looks better now than she did when she was young. So I think that I can trust that hopefully time will do the same to me. And also, I think I just look younger than my age anyway. So I feel like at 27, I'll look like the age that everyone thinks is like the hottest you'll ever be. You know what I mean? Like people think this like mid-20s thing is like you're... So yeah, 27.
I think 27 is actually a really good midpoint age because some people, like you said, Yamini, they're like, oh, we're missing our prime youth. But honestly, like, I don't know about you guys, but I was just like bouncing off the walls at 22. And I feel like in some ways the pandemic has been like a really good reset about like just like get yourself together as like a human being. Mm-hmm. And now I still have like 4 years until 27 to get good at something. And
you guys are so young. I'm 25, so this feels really close to me. And I already feel like I'm declining hard. So
no.
I don't think I'm going to peak at 27. I think I peaked and never knew it at probably like 20.
You think you peaked at 20?
Yeah,
in
but
college?
At 20, I was like, I'll peak at 25. So I never knew my peak.
Well, have you particularly been feeling a downslide recently?
Yeah, I'm going gray. Like, I have so many gray hairs that now.
Doesn't count. Okay, you can be a salt and pepper king, though.
Not in your mid-20s.
Have you thought about leaning into it, though? Doing the touch your gray?
What if I go full gray overnight?
I don't,
like
don't
tan
like...
France. That's a good idea.
And maybe you can add some liver spots also, just to really just go full age.
Don't need right? to add them if you already have them.
What if you... Okay, how about this, Anthony? If you're having... Feel like you're having trouble carving out your niche for yourself, mm-hmm. what if you lean into being an older person, but go way older, and then you can Ooh. Be like this, like... People are like, this 70-year-old guy is just like really hip and gets it. Yeah. And if he was 25, he'd be weird, but he's 70, so this is cool.
I like this idea cool. a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could be running a nursing home right now. Like, you could just be on top of it, like real king shit. You know
like
what I mean?
Like catfish as an old man.
Yeah. Yeah. Just clean up in the nursing home. Okay. Yeah. I'll think oh, about no. this. This is your premise. Don't say, oh no.
I didn't say you have to start hooking up with the residents of the nursing
yes,
home.
Yes, you did. You implied that heavily.
Now, we can re-roll the tape right now. I never said anything like that.
I'm sorry, Tony, that I made you feel old by saying 27. I am still 22, so wow. So, you know, I have a ways to go, but I think that life will have many ups and downs between now and then, and hopefully there's not just one peak, there's many peaks, and there's always valleys.
That is so wise of you to say. Yeah. Really? Really. I also like the age 27, because I feel like 27 statistically is like the last possible year I could get a six-pack. So it's
really?
Like, I don't know.
What they say?
No.
I've never heard that.
I just feel like realistically, I could get one, but if I don't have a six pack by the time I'm 27, like, it's never happening.
Yeah. I remember in high school, I had like abs, and I remember being like, oh, I look so bad. I remember I wore my prom dress. It was like a 2-piece thing. And I was like, I look so bad. And I'm looking back on it and I'm like, how did I think that? So I don't know what 27-year-old me will think about me now, but.
I think I've been on a good upward trend of getting hotter.
Yeah.
But now I'm more... You don't think so? You think I've been getting uglier in the last...
You peaked at 20 also.
I peaked at 20? There's no yeah. way.
You peaked at improv practice with me in college.
I might log off and go cry right now, because that really got me. Because I felt like I had really been steadily improving. I thought I was going to come out of the summer. It didn't work out over quarantine, but I thought I was going to come into this vaccinated... You know, hot back summer, and people are gonna be really impressed. And now I feel terrified. I'm supposed to go to the beach next weekend, Anthony.
I did that 2 weeks ago. I looked horrible.
You just
people were staring. It was horrible. It was so bad.
Anthony, do you get the problem where you just reflect at people at the beach? Like, I look like.
What do you mean? I look like, well, I do bring like, my big mirror.
You bring for sure. Yeah. Yamini, have you ever seen Twilight?
Yes.
You know how the vampires like sparkle mm-hmm. for like for real, just like that's just what I look like at the beach is because I inherited my mom's ginger skin.
Yeah.
And so it just like purely like reflective, blinding people.
And it's like trying... that, not red.
No, it's like super white. And then it's 20 minutes later, it's bright pink.
Yeah.
And there's no like, oh, maybe he'll get tanner now. It's like, no, he's just going to slowly fade back to. His like original color.
Yeah.
I've been trying to work on a base tan. I've gone up to my roof at lunchtime for 20 minutes, but then I just get hot. I just get like
yeah.
really hot.
Well, I think you're on the right track because I think, you know, as someone who has melanin and grew up trying to avoid getting darker because of unfortunate beauty standards, I think the way to actually to get tan is to just casually be in the sun from time to time and just look sun-kissed, and that's like natural. Mm-hmm. If you just lie out in the sun for hours, you're gonna look weird.
I disagree. You got to do it in one day before a big trip.
Yeah, all at once. Going, you know, yep. The episode of SpongeBob where they turn into leather, like that's what I'm trying to go for. Just thinking maybe I could get a spray tan. Get some real yeah. prom vibes up in this, speaking of.
So this is so funny. This is another thing that's funny. So I grew up in Southern California, and people from my high school, from my college, always told me that like they got spray tans for prom and stuff. And in California, it was like, if you didn't already have a tan by the time prom rolled around, like that, you were like, that's weird. Like you have been not doing anything, you know?
Yeah. You wouldn't need a spray tan in California. I never understood.
People get them still.
People got spray tans, oh, yeah. But then they went, not a single person in my grade did it subtly. They went full, just like full orange. And there were always mm-hmm. like a handful of people who had like particularly bad ones where they clearly like took a shower or something too early. Yeah. And it's like runny and splotchy. It's unfortunate.
You have to do like one shade warmer than your skin tone, not darker. That's the thing. So I think like the warmth is what makes it look like a tan and not a paint. So.
Sure. Anthony, yeah. When I come up to New York, you want to go get spray tans together? Then we can hit.
Yes. I was waiting for you to ask that. Yeah, let's do it.
We can go hit the Hamptons together.
You should vlog it.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. Anthony and Elliot's bogus adventure. We can hit up the nursing homes in the Hamptons. And
oh,
like
hell
said,
yeah.
Okay. He's nursing so homes tan. In the Hamptons. That sounds fun.
Well, that's mm-hmm. where all the heiresses are at, you know, yeah. And that's what I'm, oh, yeah. That's what I'm yeah. trying to do.
Yeah.
that's what I'm trying to, that's, those
all right,
those,
Elliot, let's do some improv.
No, let's keep talking about this.
All right.
I'll stick around 10, if I have to marry someone who's 90 right now and stick around for 10 years, I'll do it. And I'll be the best damn husband. I want to be a stay at home dad. That's what I want to do. That's my
everyone does.
And if she's an heiress, then you'll be able to, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, oh, but okay. Are you gonna have a baby with a 90-year-old heiress?
No. Well, you have to.
Oh, I have to have the baby. Yeah. We'll adopt.
Okay. Good. Okay. Good answer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or go IVF.
Oh,
baby.
Or
IVF okay. baby.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. We've talked about this before.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've talked about my own IVF baby status.
Yeah. How the doctor said botched after he did it.
I don't think that's what happened. And we've lost Yama. Okay. She has no idea yeah. what we're talking about. These are just personal like, off-air conversations.
I was like, are you an IVF baby?
I am an IVF okay. baby.
Yep.
My twin, my mom casually like dumped it on me after we graduated. And she turned to my dad and she was like, should we tell them? And I was like, I'm adopted. And she was like, you guys are an IVF babies.
I feel like there's nothing that strange about being an IVF baby.
No, I was like, I don't know what to do with this information. My mom thought I was going to be blown away. And wasn't a big deal.
Yeah.
Wasn't important. Okay, we can do some improv.
Yeah.
All right, Yamini, all we need from you to get started is a location.
Yellowstone.
I'm so glad we're doing this trip. 27 years old, it's the peak of our lives. I'm so glad we're getting out into the nature.
I think it's really important for us to do this before we have a baby, Mark. You know, because we'll never be able to do this again. Famously, once you have a baby, you can't go to Yellowstone.
Yeah, it's a weird rule they implemented, but you know what? We follow the rules here. And
We did. It's kind of heartbreaking, you know?
Mm-hmm. And you're sold on having a baby? You really want one?
I thought you wanted one, Mark.
Oh, well, I saw a baby in a denim jacket at the park, and I came home and I was like, I need to have a baby now. But that's kind of faded. I like doing stuff. I'm not ready to really like give up on my dreams.
Me neither.
Sorry, I shouldn't be springing this on you.
No, you're not springing anything on me. I've been feeling the same way. I've been thinking, you know, we've been to a different national park every single year that we've been together. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I feel like if we can't do that anymore, what's the point?
I totally agree. Oh my God. I should call the doctor doing the in vitro fertilization process. We should tell him to stop. We should tell him to stop quickly.
We should tell him to stop now.
Oh no. Do you have service here? I got Sprint.
Fuck. I have two bars. Verizon?
Okay.
You can try.
I got zero bars, so you gotta call him.
Okay. Okay. All right. Do 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 do.
Oh wow, a 4-digit phone number.
I have a shortcut.
Oh, okay.
Hello, this is Dr. Jenkins. How can I help you?
Hi, Dr. Jenkins. This is Alicia and Mark.
Oh, hi, Alicia and Mark. How are you? Hi, Alicia. Am I on speaker with Mark right now, or is it just you?
Yes. Mark's right next to me. Yes.
Hey, Doc.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
Hi. What can I help you guys? Everything okay? Hey, how's the vacation to Yellowstone? Beautiful, right?
It's really eye opening, Dr. Jenkins.
Yeah. You know, my wife and I, we went there back when I was, you know, when I was a young buck, back when I was 27, we were doing a lot of traveling, and let me tell you, those were,
Oh, that must have been like 60 years ago.
Oh, yeah, I've been doing it long time ago, yeah, you know, the years have really flown by since then, been pretty busy with, you know, the kids, and work, and the grandkids. Those were the days. Anyway, is there a reason that you're calling? Is there anything I can help you two with?
Well, Do you ever miss life before the kids when you could go to the national parks?
Oh, I suppose in many ways I do, you know.
Mark and I don't think we can handle it. We want you to put a stop. We want you to put a stop to it.
Sorry for all the small talk.
Don't start the baby. Don't make the baby, okay? Please don't make the baby.
Please, please.
Oh boy. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Oh boy. I kind of already mixed. I mixed all your ingredients up, for lack of a better. You wouldn't understand the science, so I'm gonna say it in layman's terms, because you two aren't doctors. But I mixed your ingredients up. I mixed up your juices, your splooges, whatever. And you got more than a couple kids.
What?
You know, in some petri dishes at least at the moment. You know, they're ready to go. They're ready to quite literally pop in the oven. Yeah.
They're in petri dishes already. So you're telling me there's no, we can't go back now.
Well, you don't have our last names, do you?
No, of course I have your last names. I'd be a terrible
doctor.
Damn,
I thought that would work. I thought that might work.
I mean, we can cancel this. If we could stick them in the freezer for later. This is certainly not a has to go right now, but I want to warn you.
This might be a dumb question, but can babies get freezer burn if you leave them in there too long?
Well, I put them in the special, the Ziploc baggies, so they don't get it.
Okay.
But short answer, yes. Listen, I learned that more than a couple babies came out 9 months later completely freezer burned.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, just frost all over them.
Is there any... you know, room in the freezer? Because I know you mentioned your kids eat a lot of frozen meals, and I'm kind of worried about storing them there.
I'm pretty strict. It's really the grandkids that are the problem, you know, because my kids are adults now, but my grandkids, you know, their popsicles are in here, but I usually put it in a separate thing and I say, do not touch grandpa's stuff.
Okay, but have you ever had a mix up where you try to heat up a lasagna and you end up eating a couple babies?
That sounds very plausible, Dr. Jenkins, and it would be very, very irresponsible of you to do so.
Well, that exact scenario hasn't happened, but one time I did put a popsicle inside of a woman for 9 months, and she gave birth to the most beautiful fruit punch little popstick that I've ever seen. Just the cutest little
thing. How does the science behind that work?
Listen, it was a first for me.
Listen.
Still, but they send me family photos every year. It's grown up into a...
Well, you won the Nobel Prize for being disgusting.
I did. Yeah, that was the first thing I said to you.
We paid you a lot of money, Dr. Jenkins. But even though we don't want this baby, we really, really don't want you or your grandkids, you know, to end up...
eating your children by accident.
Eating them and pooping them out and ending up in landfill somewhere.
Right. And I would hate to accidentally impregnate you with an Eggo Waffle. So I can understand the concern about the potential. I suppose I should buy a second freezer. You know, I've been doing this for a while and it hasn't even occurred to me that I should be keeping the babies and the frozen.
Well, do you bring them home to your personal freezer?
Yes.
Of course.
Oh, of course.
I do. My house is attached to the doctor's office. I'm not a lot of people know that.
Huh. Okay, well,
listen, I'm going to put a special sticky note on them and We'll make sure that nothing bad happens. Is that okay? Is that acceptable for the two of you?
Yeah, that sounds good. Throw them in the freezer.
Yeah. Dr. Jenkins. Dr. Jenkins, do you think we would be bad parents?
Oh, was there a follow-up? Would you be bad parents?
Yeah. Yes. What do you think?
Would you be bad parents? Well, I haven't known the two of you very long, but I think the two of you would be lovely parents. Listen, it's always a learning process. Listen, my first kid, it took me 10 years before I realized that my first kid was just a frozen rotisserie chicken. I had no idea.
It seems like you've given birth to a lot of food, Dr. Jenkins.
There's been more than a few mix-ups.
Who puts a rotisserie chicken in the freezer? You eat that thing right away.
Well, to save for later?
Okay, it's already cooked. Sorry, not important.
How'd your wife handle that? The rotisserie chicken pregnancy.
Well, I tell you, the rotisserie chicken was a bitch to breastfeed. But you know, we did well. And the rotisserie chicken went to college and has three beautiful little chicks now that are, I'm proud to call, my granddaughters.
So, I'm starting to think we should get a new doctor.
You know, I was worried this whole time, Mark, that we were going to be bad parents because we didn't think we could miss out on Yellowstone. But I think it's really clear today that we would be better than a lot of people.
Yeah, better than some doctors even.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, we're going to hang up. Sorry. Did you hear all that?
Okay, well, thank you. I heard all of that, doctor. I'm just going to toss your kids in here.
All right, thanks.
And let me know if anything changes.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Goodbye, Alicia. Goodbye, Mark.
Wow.
I think we're doing the right thing.
I think we are, too. I think we should say goodbye to Yellowstone.
Oh, so you do want to have kids?
I just think they're in a petri dish, and I'd rather them be in the world than in Dr. Jenkins' toilet.
Right. So your takeaway from that is we should have kids. Mine was, I'm getting hungry. When's lunch?
When's lunch?
I'm sorry, you're right. We should have a child. We would be good parents.
I have something to tell you, Mark.
Oh, okay. What's up?
You know how I've been eating a lot of Fruit Loops every morning?
Mm-hmm. And lunch and dinner.
Yeah. It's the only thing I want to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I throw it up.
Yep.
And I know Dr. Jenkins said that my ovaries were a barren, dry desert land, but... Yeah,
pretty harsh words from a doctor.
But I'm pregnant. I'm pregnant, Mark.
Oh, my God. No, please. You didn't go see him on your own, did you? You didn't see the doctor? Okay, great. Because I was thinking we might have had a Fruit Loop baby thing going on.
Oh,
I'm really relieved. Great.
I would eat the baby if we had a Fruit Loop baby. Oh,
me too. I'm so hungry.
I know. How does he not eat his own children if he doesn't think
it sounds like he does. It honestly sounds like he does. Wait, but I have to tell you something, Alicia.
What?
I got a vasectomy 4 years ago. So it can't be my baby.
Okay, I have something else to tell you, Mark.
Okay, what is it?
It was Dr. Jenkins' baby.
Stop. Well, I have a confession to tell you. I didn't really get that vasectomy. That was a test. Well, I got it, but I got it reversed. All cards on the table. Wow. Wow. So,
I mean,
this is where we're at.
I know it could still be your baby. Mark, he just told me that, you know, my ovaries were a dry, barren desert land, and I felt so hurt and humiliated. I just felt...
I always thought it was weird you two would do your checkups in my bedroom. I always thought that was weird, and now I know why. Well, our bedroom, sorry.
Mark, please forgive me. I don't want to raise this baby with Dr. Jenkins.
He's so old. He's at least 85.
He's going to feed our human baby to one of his food babies.
Okay, what makes you say that? He has never said anything that would suggest he feeds babies to babies.
That's what's next.
You're right.
He's going senile. He should have retired 10 years ago.
If he's already doing this, who knows what's next? You're right.
There's a lot of stuff under the table that we don't know about.
Let's call him back
and
up.
And I think even if we aren't ready to have a baby, Mark, I think we are ready to take him down with the medical board.
Okay, we'll talk about this whole you cheating on me thing later, but right now let's take down Dr. Jenkins. Let's call him back and let's record it.
Okay.
Okay, 4 digits, remember. Beep, 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 beep.
Hey, this is Dr. Jenkins speaking. How are you?
Hi, this is Mark and Alicia again.
Oh, hi, Mark and Alicia. I was quick. Has anything changed with the status of your kids?
You could say that.
Hey, bad dog. Bad dog. You put that down. You take that out of your mouth. You take that. Give it to me.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Sorry. It's my dog. My dog got a hold of a couple of the lab equipment. Shouldn't have contaminated anything too bad. I'm sorry. What you were saying?
Mark and I have had a really compelling discussion just now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, we feel that maybe we were too trusting.
Hey Doc, just between a couple of friends, what's the weirdest thing you've ever done?
Well,
as a doctor, not personally.
Weirdest thing I've ever done as a doctor? Yeah.
Well, now I want to hear both. Now I got to hear both.
I think my answer is probably going to be one in the
okay,
same.
Sure.
Like you said, I won the Nobel Prize for most disgusting doctor. Mm-hmm.
A category they invented just for you.
Are you familiar with Sour Patch Kids?
Of course.
Yeah. Those were originally actual kids. Those were some of my kids. And they were delicious. And I saw an opportunity and we turned them into... I'm going to let you guys in on a little secret. All Sour Patch Kids made right here in-house. Extra IVF babies. That's what they are. Sorry, I said it.
So you have no moral qualms with taking human babies and turning them into candy?
I feel like I've been pretty clear. I don't have moral qualms with much. If it's for science, I'll do it.
But say that sentence exactly, please.
I do not have any moral qualms taking human babies and turning them into candy treats. No.
Okay, hang up. We got them.
What?
We got them.
What? Hello? Hello?
Now, let's get lunch. I'm starving.
Okay.
Scene. Thank you so much, Yamini, for coming on the podcast. This was so much fun. Everyone, if you want to follow Yamini, you can follow her on Twitter at ShowMeTheYams. Yamini, is there anything you'd like to promote?
Check out my podcast. It's called Pillow Fight. It's available wherever podcasts are available. It's like pop culture, news, politics, fun chit chat with the besties kind of vibe. And you can follow me on Twitter, follow me on Instagram at Yamini Does Comedy. And, I'm going to be probably doing shows like around LA and New York the next month or so. So if you're in either of those places, keep on the lookout. I'll be posting the dates. So yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Yeah. Okay. Everyone go ahead and follow Yamini on social media. You can follow me on Twitter at Elliot with one T. You can follow Anthony at Tony_Ferraro7. And of course, make sure to stay up to date with the pod on Twitter and Instagram at Pasta Party Pod. See everyone later. Bye.